listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program. So yeah, in this episode, we'll just be doing what we usually do.
Mm-hmm. And this is week 15, I believe. Week 16. 16.
Yeah. And let's dive right into headlines. Okay. Jalen Hurts is out against the Cowboys. Gardner Minshew will start. Barely opens up the one seed for the 49ers, Cowboys, and Vikings.
The Niners and Cowboys have to win the rest of their games, and the Eagles will lose the one seed if they lose the rest of their games, and the 49ers, Cowboys, or Vikings win the rest of their games.
Yeah, because the Vikings would have to win more games than the Eagles because the Eagles have the head-to-head tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how
about Matt Ryan gets benched for Nick Foles because Matt Ryan scored 3 points in the second half and blew a 33-point lead at halftime. 33-0.
Well, I mean, at least he put up 33 points.
Would you say this is the biggest choke of all time? Or yes. The biggest comeback of all time?
Choke.
Yeah, same. I don't know if Jeff Saturday is going to get hired.
Nah, I doubt it. He's a ESPN analyst.
Mm-hmm.
You should go back to ESPN. And here's some two pieces of sad news back to back. Franco Harris, Hall of Fame running back, dies at 72. He won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers, and
this weekend was his 50th anniversary for immaculate reception in the AFC Championship.
Uh-huh. And Ronnie Hillman, the former running back for the Super Bowl champion Broncos, dies at 31, which is also sad.
Tyler Lockett has broken a bone in his hand and won't play against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and Ravens have claimed a Sammy Watkins off of waivers, I think.
Ryan Tannehill will start despite his ankle injury against the Chargers last week.
And Chase Young will start his first game of the season against the 49ers after a knee injury. This could really help the Commanders in their late season playoff push.
Mm-hmm. But the Niners are going to win, not even close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now it's Pigskin Pick'em's time.
Okay.
Last week I went 11-5. 49ers over Seahawks.
Oh, wait. I went 9-7. You did really well.
I had like 8 wins in a row.
Mm-hmm.
49ers over Seahawks. I got that one right. What about you?
I also got that right. And the Niners clinched the division with that win.
Vikings over Colts. I got that right.
Mm-hmm. I also got that right.
Browns over Ravens. That was wrong. The Browns won that game in an upset.
Mm-hmm. I also got that wrong. It was a really boring game without Lamar Jackson on the Ravens.
It's like Broncos football. Yeah. What is it? Bills over Dolphins. I got that one right.
I had the Dolphins over the Bills. But clearly, the Bills fans throwing snowballs at the Dolphins when the Dolphins were in the red zone helped.
Yeah, that was funny. And the Eagles over Bears. I got that one right. This one was
Same.
just completely obvious. The Bears should be tanking. Lions over Jets. I got that one right. The Lions are surging for the playoffs.
I had the Jets over the Lions, and I got that wrong. Zach Wilson clearly can't lead a team.
Yeah. And Zonovan Knight certainly didn't help either. Steelers over Panthers. Got that one right.
I also got that one right.
Chiefs over Texans. My winner of the week for last week. Got that one right.
Was also my winner of the week. The Chiefs almost lost. They won in overtime against the worst team in the league.
Good teams find a way to win.
They also find a way to almost lose to the worst team in the league and get away with it.
Yeah, Saints over Falcons. I got that right.
I also got that right.
And what is Cowboys over or Jaguars over Cowboys. Stunning upset. I got that one wrong.
I also got that wrong. I had Cowboys over Jags. This one guy had two interceptions
Wow.
and a pick six to end the game.
This is
And the
very
tight end for the Cowboys, who is doing amazingly, he dropped the ball and tipped it up for the Jags player to return it for a touchdown.
This helped the Eagles in the division race a lot. Broncos over Cardinals. I got that one right.
I also got that one right. The Cardinals without Kyler are just.
They were starting Trace McSorley because Colt McCoy got injured too. Trace McSorley isn't as good as you had him in that song. Yeah.
Patriots over Raiders. I got that wrong.
Same
So
Raider.
the Raiders won. So in the game was tied 24 to 24.
Yeah.
The Patriots ran the ball with Ramondre Stevenson. Time is up, but they keep going. Ramondre Stevenson is running. It's like a 15-yard run, but then he laterals it back to Jakobi Meyers. Jakobi Meyers runs back like 5 yards and attempts to throw it back to Mac Jones. Unfortunately, he missed, and there's Chandler Jones waiting for the ball. He stiff arms Mac Jones to the Shadow Realm, and there's nothing but green grass in front of him, and he
Yeah.
returns it for a touchdown instead of taking it into overtime.
Yeah. That was just a sad play if you were a Patriots fan. Jakobi Meyers really kind of messed that up. Let Mac Jones be the quarterback. Or maybe,
He threw it to the wrong Jones. He read the jersey.
or maybe Jarrett Stidham. Yeah, and
I had the Titans over the Chargers, and I got that wrong.
same.
Next, I had the Bengals over the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers blew a 17-point lead,
Same. Yeah,
and we both got that right.
and then cart commit Giants over Commanders. I got that one wrong. I had the Commanders winning.
I had the Giants over Commanders, and I got that right. But Terry McLaurin was flagged for illegal formation because he wasn't close enough to the line of scrimmage. The referee who threw that flag 5 seconds earlier, before the play happened, Terry McLaurin asked if he was close enough to the line of scrimmage, and the ref said yes, but then he threw a flag because he wasn't close enough to the line of scrimmage.
That's kind of mean.
And then the refs don't call a PI when Curtis Samuel gets hugged by the DB on fourth down.
Yeah, that game was sad if you were a Commanders fan and all officiating misses. Like, you don't tell someone you can do something and then flag them for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Packers.
It's like saying to your brother, like, you can play with this toy, and then telling on him for playing with your toy.
Yeah. And then Packers over Rams. I got that one right.
I got that one wrong. I had the Rams winning.
Packers are trying to make a late season playoff push.
Mm-hmm.
And for this week, week 16, I had the Jaguars over the Jets.
I also have the Jags over the Jets. We made this pick before the game because we knew we couldn't record.
Yeah. We'll just have to take our word for it. Ravens over Falcons for me.
I also have the Ravens over Falcons.
And I have the Lions over the Panthers.
I also have the Lions over the Panthers.
And the Chiefs over the Seahawks.
I also have the Chiefs over the Seahawks.
And the Saints over the Browns.
I have the Browns over the Saints.
Okay. And the Bengals over the Patriots.
I have the Bengals over the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Vikings over the Giants.
I have the Giants over the Vikings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an upset.
Wow, that's bold. I have the Bills over the Bears.
I also have the Bills over the Bears.
This is very obvious game.
11-3 team against a 3-11 team.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
49ers over Commanders.
I have the 49ers over the Commanders, too.
Eagles over Cowboys.
I have the Cowboys over the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles will win without Jalen Hurts.
Gardner Minshew forever. Yeah.
The only award I'd give him is the best mullet in the league.
The only award I'd give him would be ruining my first ever Broncos game. Yeah, when Gardner Minshew was still with the Jaguars, he and his Jaguars beat the Broncos with the comeback. Yeah. Enough about that sob story, but now on to Steelers over Raiders.
I also have the Steelers over the Raiders. And the funny thing is, the Raiders are 6-8 and are third in their division. The Buccaneers are 6-8 and they're leading their division.
Yeah.
But the rest of the NFC South is only one game behind.
Yeah. The Buccaneers really have to turn on the gas. Yeah, I have the Dolphins over the Packers.
I have the Dolphins over the Packers.
I have the Broncos over the Rams.
I also have the Broncos over the Rams. The Rams without Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp are terrible.
Yeah, Aaron Donald hasn't been playing nearly as well this season.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Buccaneers over the Cardinals.
I also do.
Trace McSorley versus Tom Brady.
Wow.
Third string quarterback versus Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Versus greatest quarterback of all time.
Versus greatest sports player of all time.
Arguable.
With who?
Like Michael Jordan?
Eh. Whatever.
Messi? Messi's the new greatest soccer player of all time.
No, Pele still.
No.
Pele is still better than Messi.
What does Messi not have?
Premier League title, I don't think.
He's never played in the he has a Champions League title, which is better.
Yeah, Messi is a great player, but I still think Pele's better.
Okay, next, I have the Chargers over the Colts.
Same. And that wraps up Pigskin Pick'ems in record time.
Who is your winner of the week for this week?
It's the Lions.
I have the Broncos.
I never thought I'd choose the Lions for a winner of the week.
Same.
and
with the Broncos, but the Rams are just that bad without Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford.
And I got my winner of the week last week, right? Mm-hmm.
Same. We both had Chiefs over Texans. We were almost wrong.
Yeah. That would have been the craziest upset.
Mm-hmm.
And now for weekly MVP. You can go through this.
Okay, so for the defense, we have the Jaguars. I was mentioning this guy who had two interceptions and a pick six. Rayshon Jenkins. 18 tackles, two interceptions. One of those interceptions was a pick six in overtime to win the game against the Cowboys.
Yeah. And then for offensive MVP, it was Kirk Cousins with 460 pass yards, four touchdowns, and two interceptions, pretty much bringing the biggest comeback in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's go to free-for-all.
Yeah, and college football, it's only been like the not as popular bowls with no ranked teams playing yet, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But the first like big bowl game looks to be the, maybe you could say the guaranteed rate bowl with Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State. But the first game with an actual ranked team is the Holiday Bowl with 15-seeded Oregon versus UNC.
Let me guess. Is that tomorrow?
No, it's not. It's on the 28th.
But it's the Holiday Bowl. Why would it not be on Christmas?
Yeah. There actually are no games tomorrow. Which is what
for free-for-all, World Cup. Messi won the World Cup. Argentina won.
Finally.
Proving all Ronaldo fans wrong.
Yeah. Well, actually, on the college football thing, I stand corrected. The first bowl game with ranked teams was 22 UTSA versus 23 Troy, nearly coming out. And then the next ranked game was 17 Oregon State beating Florida 30-3.
Wait, beating? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and all the other bowl games were unranked teams versus unranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Argentina won the World Cup.
Yes.
What would you rank Messi? Like, best player of all time, second best, third best?
Second.
Okay, I have him at first.
I'm searching up what Pele has done. Oh, Pele's in the hospital.
Yeah, he is. He has cancer, I think.
Yeah. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Pele under elevated care as health condition worsens. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof.
And Messi's the first player to win two golden balls, which is basically the best player in the World Cup.
Yeah. I feel like Mbappe should have won the golden ball for this World Cup.
Well, he didn't win.
But he played better than Messi. And you said Messi won the golden ball twice, but he's only won one World Cup. So
yeah, well, 2014 he won it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's about it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Merry holidays. I'm out. Merry. Peace.